This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You can find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. It's a good time to go there, secureenergyfuture.org, because there's a lot in the news related to the Clean Power Plan that Congress is in the middle of trying to fight back against, at least one side of Congress, against the EPA and the Obama administration. And it's an industry that is responsible for cheap electricity, probably more than anything. I mean, the value of affordable energy is not something you can just easily diminish, because the cost of electricity goes up, the cost of everything goes up, right? So affordable energy, very important. Reliable energy, very important. And, of course, in North Dakota, a huge percentage of our electricity is from coal and is affordable because of coal. That would change under the EPA's Clean Power Plan. So find out more about it and join the effort to defend it at secureenergyfuture.org. Great website, great resource, bringing you this hour of the program. On your speed dial, we would hope, is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. So it's a one-touch push to join the conversation. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us this hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and that's at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Without any further ado, Congressman Kevin Cramer on this beautiful Wednesday. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Scott. I'm first of all grateful to be in the beautiful state of North Dakota on a beautiful August day. I'm grateful to not be a candidate for governor, and I've finally decided that there are enough candidates for president, so I'm going to skip that one too.
So we're beginning with political news today. You're out as a presidential candidate, and you're out as a gubernatorial candidate. We had a call earlier that wanted to know, and I said we'd start with that question, whether or not you would. You'd be interested in running for governor.
Well, I would be very interested in running for governor in the right circumstance, in the right timing. You know, it's a job that I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't love to have at some point in my career, and may never get that chance. But all of that said, I think the people of North Dakota and my family and I are best served by taking advantage of my now 3 years or so of experience in Congress and continuing to serve in the United States Congress. And that, plus the fact there are some really good people lined up that probably have are better positioned to both run for and serve as governor of North Dakota. And at the end of the day, it's all about the people of North Dakota. So I think it's a good time for me to not run for governor. But not that I ever really considered it, Scott, just so that you know. But I'm liking more and more the fact that I'm a member of Congress and not a candidate for governor.
We had Governor Dalrymple on earlier.
I heard that.
Did you hear the interview? And he actually he talked about his lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. and how he would make an excellent governor. And then he went on to name some other names as well. So we're gonna goad you into the same contest. So tell me, we'll start with Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor. What do you think of his chances? What do you think of him? How would he be as governor?
Well, he'd be a great governor, and I have encouraged over the years and months encouraged him into this race, and I think this is the time that the window is open, and I would encourage him into it now as well, assuming, first of all, that it's what he wants to do and that his wife Kathleen and their family want to do. This has got all the cynicism and the, you know, provocation of radio talk show hosts and all of the amateur political commentators. All their cynicism aside, at the end of the day, these are very personal and very difficult decisions. They're not made in a vacuum, nor are they made, you know, at the local watering hole. They're made at the kitchen table. And so if I would strongly encourage Drew into the race. I think he'd be a great candidate. I think he'd be a great governor. And I think the time is great for North Dakota to have a governor like Drew.
All right, so that's a pretty strong endorsement. Who else? Who else do you think would be in the mix?
I'd prefer you ask me about who else, you know, some names if you want. I mean, the problem with guys like me starting to name people is that the person you don't name that, you know.
And then your phone will ring. Okay, well, tell you what, I'll go down the list that the governor mentioned.
Sure.
So he mentioned Wayne Stengel, the attorney general.
Yeah, and I think Wayne's obviously another person well-positioned should he and Beth want to do this. Again, if they want to, that's one thing. And he's well-positioned both to run and to serve. He'd be an outstanding governor. And let me say before we go down other names, whoever, if you want to do this, if you want this, the job you seek and you feel compelled in your heart to serve the people of North Dakota as its governor, this is the time to run, and you ought to just do it. I think back to our friend Ed Schaefer. When I was the Republican Party chairman, Ed Schaefer wanted to be governor. He had set it in his sights, a goal to serve the people in that capacity. Almost nobody advised him to do it, but he wanted to do it, and he's put together a plan and a team, and he did it. John Hoeven, similarly, this is a guy that wanted to serve in the capacity of governor. He was not the heir apparent. He was not the natural next pick, but he wanted it, and he put his resources of time and energy and treasure and built a team and went after it. So that's what campaigns are all about. So I'd encourage anybody that wants to do it to do it.
All right, a couple of the names that were mentioned, just for your headline take, Tom Campbell.
Tom would be great. Tom has an interesting combination because he now has a little legislative experience, which I think is helpful. I think the legislative experience that Jack Dalrymple brought to the lieutenant governor position and then onto the governorship have served him probably as well as any experience he's had. Even the vast private sector experience that he had. Tom brings similarly some legislative experience, although not as much as Jack brought to the job, but he brings enough along with his private sector experience as an agribusiness person, a farmer, a guy who knows how to get his fingernails dirty, in the field, and bank leader, a member of a bank board, and he understands finance. He brings a lot of good experience, I think, to a job like this.
The governor mentioned Rick Berg, which makes me think that obviously maybe Rick has mentioned some potential interest there. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've not, but it's a logical, he's a logical name. Maybe he's told the governor something, I don't know, but this is one of those assumptions that sometimes we build into our conversation that take on a life of their own, and we presume something for somebody that may or may not be true. But that said, it wouldn't be shocking if Rick had an interest, and Rick's another one, like Tom, that brings a lot of legislative experience, a little bit of Washington experience, and a whole bunch of private sector and investment experience, and he's a guy that's built companies from the ground up, and that's a pretty cool experience, I think, for somebody who would be the chief executive of a state like North Dakota's.
Last one the governor mentioned was Doug Burgum,
mm-hmm.
and mostly, I guess, because he's expressed interest through news reports of either running as a Republican or as an independent, which surprised me. What do you think of that?
Well, I think there's another great example of somebody who I think would be a very good, I think he'd be a very good governor, and I think he'd be a good candidate. I think this isn't the first time Doug's expressed some interest. He's never just completely slammed the door to the possibility. He comes from a political family. Those of us that remember his mother, she was a state party officer, and she was a real activist. He has had other political people in his family. Of course, we had an Attorney General Burgum at one point in North Dakota, so he's got a rich history in North Dakota, and he's legend with regard to what he did when he assumed or purchased the Great Plains Software and eventually turned it into Microsoft's second largest campus outside of Redmond, Washington. And then his community and civic service is unquestionable. The guy has been more generous than most people know. He's a quiet leader in a lot of respects. He's an interesting personality because he's a quiet leader with sort of a big personality because of what he's accomplished. He's obviously very well known, but I've always found Doug to be a very humble guy, and I like him a lot. And he brings more of the Ed Schaefer-esque sort of background to this because although Ed had run for the House, 2 years prior to running for the Senate or running for governor, to sort of, as part of the establishment of his, re-establishment of his North Dakota Republican public service roots, Doug hasn't done that, but Doug brings all the right stuff, I think, and all the more the merrier. So I think he'd be a great candidate. But let me put it to you this way. As you're going down this roster, and we haven't even gotten, you know, probably all the way through it by a long shot, and there's always somebody that we weren't thinking of that may step up, I listen to this and I think, boy, I'm glad we're us and not, you know, not the other side.
Because you think it's a little tougher conversation over there? You don't see a long list of Democratic candidates?
I can only think of one, and and she may not do it. It was interesting to read the comments about, and I appreciate what she's going through. Then we're talking about Senator Heitkamp, of course. I appreciate what she's going through because, again, just like I said about our people, these are gut-wrenching sometimes. Not sometimes are easy, but tough decisions that you have to consider a lot of things, and not the least of which is you and your family and how it affects them, how it affects the people of North Dakota, and you know, whether this fits into the timing and your personal dreams. So I'm sure she's considering it, but it was interesting that the news story I read anyway was sort of like,
hold that thought if you would. Hang on one sec here. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall for Wednesday on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon, and you're listening to What's on Your Mind, where Bargo comes to talk. Heard right here, weekday mornings at 9. You need a tank part. My friends at Polar Service Center have the tank part. I can safely tell you that because they've got like a $15 million inventory and 20,000 SKUs, and there's just simply not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. They also do tank washes. They do collision repair at their Billings location as well. And by the way, if you need a part, that Kildare location delivers to Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, Minot, too. And now They tell me that they have also got a couple of world-class mechanics in there, and they're doing a full truck repair as well. So a full diesel shop, and whether you need truck maintenance, truck repair, they're going to do it for you at Fuller Service Center. Highway 22 north, top of the hill in Kildare, or in the Billings off I-90. Tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour, continuing our conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And by the way, we're going to open up those phone lines at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. If you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today, we'll get you right up here for Kevin. Also want to tell you that the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is going to be over in Moorhead on Friday, doling out the goodies. But if you can't wait, get in there today. And any Hornbacher's location, get the pound of red franks for $3.99, the pound of beef franks for $4.99, the rough cut bacon for $3.99, or the 20-ounce tangy summer sausage for $5.99. That's for folks in and around the Fargo-Moorhead Metro at Hornbacher's locations. We're giving away lots of goodies for folks. Dakota Farms, a family restaurant, and Little Cottage Cafe. So now it's folks on the east turn in the valley. Get to take that in. All right, so you were saying before the break, we were talking about Senator Heitkamp potentially running. So go ahead and finish that.
Sure. Part. So well, the point is amazing. It was interesting that she said she'd make a decision within sooner rather than later, out of courtesy to others that might be considering it. And I think that's I think Senator Heitkamp is looking out for her party, and rightfully so, which is part of why I think she has she's considering the race. Besides the fact she might like the job, I think she'd love the job, frankly. Why not? But the other part being that, political parties are built largely by governors in many cases. And I just think back to the fact that Senator Heitkamp and I both were appointed by governors to our first elected office. Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, and I were all appointed to our first appointed offices by governors. And our state capital is full of people that received, that were appointed to either appointed, regulatory or administrative offices or elected offices by governors. And that's, that's how a bench is built in many cases. And so that's part of the consideration in her mind. But that said, what we don't have, and this was the contrast I wanted to draw, we don't have any one person whose announcement would keep the rest of the field out of the race. And whereas she is, the rest of their field waits for her to make the decision whether she'd be in or not. Now, we've never had that, even when we thought we'd had it. Maybe with an incumbent, that'd be the case. But other than that, open seats are generally open. So I think it's an interesting contrast.
John in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman. And I wanted to thank you for making yourself available to take calls like this as often as you do. I think it's a great service to the people of North Dakota, and I think ultimately it'll equip you to better do your job.
I do it, but thank you.
That said, Planned Parenthood, these videos continue to come out. They're stunningly repugnant. I wish more people would pay attention to them, and we've had a conversation in the past regarding investigating Planned Parenthood and the nature of the fungible government dollars that are going into that organization. And I'm just curious whether or not any progress has been made investigating the other services that they provide, which are taxpayer-subsidized, and whether or not the rates they're charging for those services are commensurate with what other facilities would charge, or if they're overcharging for those services in order to subsidize indirectly abortive services.
Sure. Yeah, all of that is taking place right now, John. Thanks for the question. And so in fact, we just got word the other day that the investigation is expanding. And when I say the investigation, there are two committees in Congress, in the House anyway, that are investigating it. And one of them is the committee I sit on, the Energy and Commerce Committee, which has health care oversight. And so we are looking into all of those things. We are planning hearings for post-August recess when we will either compel by invitation or compelled by subpoena if necessary, and it's looking more and more necessary that we're going to have to compel some of the top people by subpoena because they're resisting requests for information to get to the bottom, not just of what the videos are showing, which appear to be unethical for sure, repugnant for sure, and perhaps illegal, but then into the rest of it. So I'm actually co-sponsor of a bill that was introduced by Congresswoman Dianne Black, that defunds Planned Parenthood completely, because we shouldn't have to worry about this. We shouldn't have to worry about the fungibility of the resources. We shouldn't have to worry about whether they're overcharging other areas. We should just defund them. If they're going to be in this business and they're going to have this kind of, you know, behavior and this kind of practice, it should not be the people's representatives or the people of this country's job to prove that they're not misappropriating the funds. There are plenty of good women's health organizations doing the right thing that are above board and completely transparent, that we can use the people's resources, the very scarce resources of the federal government, and in a more responsible way, without having to jump through all these hoops and circles to demonstrate that bad actors are worse than we thought. So I say defund completely, and I'm on a bill that does that. I'm also on a bill that, frankly, that defunds all abortion providing healthcare entities. Again, there are plenty who do not provide abortions, and we just don't have to worry about it. There's only so much money. Why spend any of it on suspicious behavior?
Outstanding, and thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. Keep it up. And you as well, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Dave in Sterling, North Dakota, for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Congressman Cramer.
Hi, Dave.
I'm calling as a very concerned veteran concerning the Iran nuclear arms race and the deal that the incompetent White House has unveiled. And as we all know, that when Iran gets their $100 billion, they'll be running to Russia to buy freshly minted bullets and missiles and tanks and planes to fight us in a war that's going to be coming around the corner very shortly. And I'm just trying to rationalize the insanity of what the heck is going on in Washington and why can't these people see this is coming.
Okay, so you kind of answered your own question. They're rationalizing insanity. And that's exactly what this White House is doing, and unfortunately, the defenders of the White House are doing. They're more concerned about Barack Obama's legacy, more concerned about their party and their party's leader than they are about the country. And now, there might be some room for good people to disagree, but there's darned little, Dave, let me tell you, very little. I've seen the deal. I've sat through three now classified briefings, two of them with the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Energy, and the Secretary of the Treasury. Your first point is a very important one. The access to $100 billion, we think it's $156 billion immediately.
Hang on a sec, Dave, if you would. We'll get you the rest of the answer on the other side of break. By the way, Iran is huge right now in North Dakota. Says a headline in Bloomberg today. We're going to talk about that, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
2011. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And when we're tooling around the Northern Plains, we're doing it in a truck from my friends at S&S Motors in Watford City. If you're looking for a truck, they are the place to buy it. They sell more used trucks than probably any dealership on the planet. They just sell a lot of them there in Watford City. Busy place. And they're great people to deal with. They really are. You're going to get a great deal, a great vehicle. They'll find you what you need. S&S Motors, Inc. And it's spelled out. S&S Motors, Inc.com or stop and see them in Watford City. Tell them Scott sent you, powered by MyPillow.com as well. And powered because if we don't sleep, we don't get a good night's sleep, we're worthless to you here on the program, folks. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And MyPillow will help in that regard. Get you a good night's sleep. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, 2-for-1 deal. When you go to MyPillow.com, just use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, Dave and Sterling is where we're finishing. Then we have Vera and Kenmer and Casey waiting to weigh in here as well. But talking Iran right now with Dave, and go ahead and finish your answer.
So my point, you know, on the Iran deal, Dave, and Dave was talking about rationalizing insanity. It's so easy to point to the problems in this, and Dave raised the access to money right away. Well, this was one of the issues that 367 members of the House of Representatives, I want to tell you, that's just about all of them, it's a majority of the Democrats as well as the Republicans, signed a letter that stated one of the first conditions under which we would agree to this is that they would not be allowed immediate sanction relief, that they'd have to earn sanction relief over the years and decades. Well, this deal gives them sanction relief immediately, including ability to sell oil, flood the market, and access to immediate capital, up to $156 billion on day one. And worse than that, Scott, is that then on top of that, we unleash their economy. So this is why Russia loves the deal so much, obviously. Because the other part of the deal that got negotiated was the lifting of the arms embargo and the ICBM, Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles embargo, both of which Russia can sell now to their friends in Iran. So you increase Russia's capacity and economy, you grow Iran's economy with instant capital and the ability then to sell products in the global marketplace. So in 10 years, when this deal expires, you have a stronger economic Iran and a stronger economic Russia, and we'll never be able to enforce any sanctions or the nuclear deal itself should we even last 10 more years with this deal. So it's rotten in so many ways, and those are two of the first violations. So there are other violations like anytime, anywhere surprise inspections, which the president advocated for, promised us, which John Kerry promised us, and now they pretend like this is something that Republicans made up when we actually have them quoted as referring to anytime, anywhere, inspections. Then we find out that there are these side deals with the United Nations. Dave, we put in the law that authorizes, that would give authority to the Congress to authorize this, that there can, that we have to have complete access to all side deals. I don't even think John Kerry's seen one of the side deals, but the Associated Press, I think it was able to get a hold of one and finds out that the United Nations deal with Iran over their military sites is that Iran gets to self-inspect. Can you imagine such a thing? And they tell us that this is not a deal built on trust, that this is a verification deal, not a trust deal, and yet we're going to allow them to self-inspect their key military installations for potential nuclear activity. So,
well, the bottom line I see it is no matter what Congress does, the administration is going to go forward with their plans, and we're all going to pay the price very shortly, and I don't know how we're going to afford to go to war again. Our military is so dilapidated, and our soldiers are so beat up. I don't know what's going to happen, except it's going to be horrific, absolutely horrific.
Well, it is going to escalate the cost of everything of our defense. There's no question about it. We ought to put more money into our defense, and it ought to be more efficient and productive. We have to reinvest, and the cost is going to be to the American economy in some cases, and to the American budget in some cases. But that's going to be one of the outcomes of what we're talking about. But the other outcome, Dave, is going to be and nuclear arms race in the region, because how can we go to our allies in the area or our less than Iran enemies, whether it's Saudi Arabia or Jordan or the Arab Emirates or whoever it might be, and tell them you can't have nuclear weapons, but we're going to allow these guys to have a nuclear program? I don't think so. So it's pretty severe. But and Scott and Dave, let me say that I appreciate you bringing the issue, because we talk about a lot of political issues on this show, and there's lots of room for disagreement on lots of things, and I try to be as open-minded to people as I can be. This is perhaps the most serious issue of the day, along with Planned Parenthood. And yet others that disagree with us, they want to sort of gloss over it, romanticize it, talk about it in the context of just everything. This is a major, serious problem. And we can sit out here in North Dakota and sort of wink at it and say, well, gee whiz, we're doing all we can. It's way more important than that, you guys. It's way, way more important than that. So if I sound urgent, it is because I feel the urgency. And if it sounds more important to me than it does to other people, I'm telling you, read all about it, because it's really, really important to me.
Well,
Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks for raising the issue. By the way, I mentioned earlier there's a story in Bloomberg today under the headline, Iran is huge right now in North Dakota. And what it's talking about is the ads you're seeing and hearing specifically about this particular deal, because it is widely viewed that Senator Heitkamp currently supports the Obama administration on the Iran deal. All of her letters to the constituents that have gone up, some of which we have copies of, talk about the good points of the deal. It's pretty much conventional wisdom that she's leaning the way she is, and so there's a lot of effort to influence her amongst the media right now. So
there is, and of course I carry a lot of the brunt of that, being the only House member, and some of the ads we're seeing, even digital ads and whatnot, keep referring to my opposition to it as though I'm some sort of a benchmark for the state. Well, the reality is that, yeah, you'll see in the Bloomberg story that I'm quoted as stating that this, I think, illustrates two things. One, the importance of the issue, and secondly, the importance of a single United States Senate vote. And so while Senator Heitkamp remains officially uncommitted on the issue, I think there's obviously the opponents of Iran and of Iran nuclear deal. Citizens for Nuclear Free Iran is one of the groups. Veterans Against Nuclear Iran is another group. Running the ads they're seeing the sense, seeing the urgency in this and the opportunity to get. We have to get 60 senators in order to pass a resolution of disapproval. We'll easily pass a resolution of disapproval in the House. I'm a co-sponsor of the bill. It's a little harder lift in the Senate. And then, of course, the president's probably going to veto it anyway, as he said he would. And then you've got to get to 67, and that's a very, very heavy lift. But it does send a strong message. Even if we pass a resolution of disapproval and he vetoes it, it's a pretty strong message to the global community. The United States is not in this deal, and this president's going to be gone shortly.
Vera and Kenner on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Vera, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead with your question.
Okay. My sister put up a flag at Kenner, North Dakota, the Confederate flag, and about an hour later she gets a call from, well, pretty up there person, a man, that said that take it down because the Lutheran organization, the Lutheran Church, has had death threats over bringing in Syrian refugees into Fargo and West Fargo. Is this true?
Okay, so I'm only getting about every other word from Vera, but there's something about a Confederate flag flying in Kenmare, and I think Lutheran Social Services in Fargo. So, but I think if the question is Lutheran Social Services involved in a refugee program that brings refugees from, I think she might mention Syria, but yeah, Lutheran Social Services has had for a number of years, even decades, refugee relocation program. There's a lot of folks from various troubled parts of our world into our communities, yes.
Can I answer your question, Vera?
No, no, it didn't. The thing is I want to know, are they bringing in Syrians? Because we know there's no way to vent them. We know. We don't know who's coming in. We have no idea. And I'm originally from Michigan, and I've seen what happened to Dearborn, Michigan. They have signs up. They're killing all Americans, and Allah be praised, and it's right on the highway.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need that in North Dakota, and I'd like to know how that was approved. Where's our governor? And you know, the powers that be, which you're one of them, how did that get through? I'm telling you, that is not a good deal. I have just as much empathy for people as anyone, but they come in, the mosques go up, and pretty soon we have it in our area. They're putting it in the Bible Belt. There's a reason why. They're in the homeland and the Bible Belt. They've got the city.
Yeah, yeah. What I would say, Vera, is a couple of things. First of all, I hear you better right now for one thing, so I'm understanding a little better. Yeah, I agree. I have tremendous concerns about the refugee program as well as other many of our other immigrant programs that don't vet properly, that allow with very little to no vetting people into our country, into our communities. Many of them are good people, but many are not. And we have to know the difference between who are and who aren't, and then what impact, what standards we ought to have for that, what are the conditions under which we allow it. We have the most liberal immigration policies in the world by far, which is why 1 million legal immigrants come into the United States every year, and we don't even run those programs very well. We need a better E-Verify system. So there's lots of ways, lots of things that need to be fixed. But with regard to the refugee program that Lutheran Social Services utilizes at this point, it is a legal program, and to my knowledge, they're not doing anything illegally. That said, That doesn't change the fact that you may or may not be against it, or that it should be reformed in some way to make it more appropriate. So I hear you, and we are looking into all of those issues as far as future legislation and oversight to make sure that it's being done properly in a way that secures the safety of our people. Did you not say something about a Confederate flag up front, or was that just sort of a...
Yeah, my sister put up a Confederate flag, and there's it's kind of a local government man called her, because he knows her, and he says, listen, I wouldn't want you hurt. Take that flag down. He says, we have death threats against the Lutheran Church, and we don't want to see anything happen to you. They're elderly.
Okay, yeah. So he's just advising based on...
Different, obviously, than the concern there. I very appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Casey and Halliday, James and Alexandria, Cameron and Mandan. We'll try and get you in here when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall. I'll do it every Wednesday with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls, questions, comments on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loan, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Brandon.
The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do, unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches, like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's two-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies. Only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speaking of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, we're going to go rapid fire. That's where we go to quick questions, quick answers for Congressman Kevin Cramer and Casey Holliday. You're up.
Good morning, Congressman. Wanted to ask about the impeachment of the Supreme Court justices for foisting gay marriage on us and see how that's going since we get caught up in the news of the day.
Sure, yeah. No, I don't know that there's any effort to impeach the Supreme Court justices. None that I've ever seen, anyway. As much as we might disagree with an issue or two, I think that's a lift that would occupy Congress for a very long time with little to no result, likely.
All right. Appreciate the call, James Alexandria. Quick question, quick answer.
Yes. God bless you, Senator. You are in service to America, and you're in a position to do something. When I look at the word American, the last four words is I can. I can. Not enough of that. What can we do with this Iran thing? We all know what stood against, but what's the game plan? What are we going to do?
So So here are a number of things we're going to have to do. One, we have to encourage every senator that remains uncommitted and every House member that's uncommitted to lean the right way and to vote the right way. And then short of that, we have to start convincing those that are leaning the wrong way, which Minnesota has, I think, two senators that are intending on supporting the Iran deal and start putting the pressure on them. So until the vote is taken, you still have this opportunity to influence elected officials. After that, what you're going to see, if this deal goes through, if we're unable to overturn it or unable to sustain a veto by the president, then what you're going to end up seeing Congress do is doing passing a lot of bills, probably a lot of our own sanctions. Remember, we passed in the House last year. This is an important point I'd forgotten earlier. 420 stricter sanctions on Iran. 420. Barack Obama, working with Harry Reid and the Democrats in the United States Senate, killed that deal. 420. Which leads to the false narrative that they've been saying that there's nothing else we can do. It's either this deal or war. Well, that's a lie because, of course, Barack Obama himself said that no deal is better than a bad deal, and yet he accepted a bad deal because the alternative is war, which tells you either he didn't believe it or mean it or he was intended to go to war. I think you're going to see a lot of effort after this. The other thing I would remind people, this is not a treaty. It's not a treaty for good reason, because if he was working on a treaty, he'd never have gotten two-thirds of the Senate to support it. So he'd do going it alone again. And remember, the next president doesn't have to abide by it, and in all likelihood would not. And also, I would encourage people, the United States is the leader in all of this. If we put sanctions unilaterally, if no one else joins us, this is another one of their arguments against it, that we have to have the global community behind us. Baloney. Most of the sanctions on Iran aren't just foisted on Iran. They're imposed on the people who would purchase products from Iran. And remember that half of the banking in this world goes through the United States banking system. So we're the leader in all of this. Others will follow us if we have the guts to stand up to this deal. And then we can do a lot more with sanctions than we can with bullets at this point.
Appreciate it, James. Ed and Bismarck, quick question.
Yes, I got so many questions, but the main one I'm thinking about, and I thought it would have been covered, should have been covered already, is the EPA and the Waters Act. What are we going to do about that? Does that come effective tomorrow?
It does, unless it becomes effective Friday, unless there is a temporary injunction, which we're hoping will come either out of a court in West Virginia or a court in Fargo, and I expect it will come from both. And then that temporary injunction will provide enough time to litigate it out to its final conclusion. Congress, the House has already repealed it in a bill. The Senate is sitting on that bill. We've already defunded it in a bill. The Senate is sitting on appropriations bills, so they don't do appropriations bills. That's a new rule, evidently, over there in the last several years. So we right now have a prohibition on any funding to enforce the Waters of the U.S. rule that was part of the Cromnibus bill that we were able to negotiate with the president last December. A lot of people have been critical of Cromnibus, but Cromnibus was the one tool that we were able to use to defund it. We'll try that again this year. I think it'll probably likely succeed in our negotiations with the Senate and the President. But in the meantime, we need these injunctions so that it can be litigated to its logical conclusion. That said, and we can have a longer talk about this when we have more time, it's not a layup with the Supreme Court, because that, you know, Chief Justice, or that Justice Kennedy was an abstention, basically, in the last case against the EPA, and he opened the door for this broader authority that's illustrated in the rule as other waters on a case-by-case basis. So Kennedy tends to like the regulatory agencies, so we don't have a layup by any stretch, but it's going to be a lot of litigation and buying a lot of time so that Congress can, get larger conservative numbers and hopefully a president that would agree.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing?
Real quick, Ed.
You know when our nation went downhill?
is when they took the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools. When someone came into our country and took the Pledge of Allegiance,
you're not alone in citing that as a sad chapter in American history. Ed, appreciate the call. Thank you. And it's not out of every school, by the way. Still in our school.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.